Well, so much for majority rule. Here's House Speaker Dennis Hastert, a man who defends a war for democracy in Iraq while he destroys democracy's central principle in the People's House of Congress. There is no vestige of moderation among the men who are running the House of Representatives today. In their thirst for power, they break through one barrier of restraint after another. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. What Hastert and his henchmen have done is un-American. Yes, un-American, and I know that's a harsh term, but there's no other way to describe this power grab. Check any exposition of democracy, and it will tell you that democracy rests on the principle of majority rule, coupled with individual and minority rights. Driven men put their own desired outcomes ahead of democracy. Speaker Hastert and his sidekick, Majority Leader Tom DeLay, are such men. They are autocrats, not Democrats, and here I'm using a small d. As things stand, 25 Republicans could join the House's 203 Democrats in support of a bill giving the legislation a House majority of 228 to 207. But under Hastert's new rule, that bill would fail. Why? Because most House Republicans would have opposed it, a majority of a minority. That's why. When President Clinton proposed the North American Free Trade Agreement, most congressional Democrats opposed it. But Democratic House leaders at the time let the bill come to the floor, and it passed, on the strength of a Republican minority and a couple dozen Democrats. The majority of the nation's duly elected representatives were able to work their will. That's precisely what Speaker Hastert opposes. The question is, what is this man, this politician with a little American flag stuck to his lapel, afraid of? Representative democracy, apparently. He thinks an elected majority of all House members should be trumped if he and most of his party associates don't get their ultra-conservative way. The problem is, that's not the American way. This is Les O'Coin.